Kevin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than algebra. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, some new enrollments in the School of Fools. Pip has a new curmudgeonly philosophy. South Carolina wants to make it harder to view porn. And we play a brand new game, Dead or Alive. But last week, Pip dropped out of the show.
Yes, but I did.
She's feeling better this week.
Oh, that's right, yes.
She's feeling better this week.
Yes.
Pip was unleashed on the public.
They let me out.
Yes. And so she's got a new You Stink, and we'll see what that's about.
You Stink!
All right, Pip. What happened to you?
I went to the local gas station where I've gone many times in a very nice commercial district in a nice little suburban town. And I pull up and, roll down the window because I got to get ready to give the guy my card. And I hear somebody playing some really loud music. And I thought, oh, those kids in the other car, they're going to go deaf, you know. And then it was really loud. And so I'm waiting for the...
Were you feeling the bass in your car? That's how you know it's loud, when you feel it in your rear end.
It wasn't as loud as that.
When, okay.
You can feel it, the decibels
feel that low end.
Pounding
yes.
against your chest. No,
yes.
I felt that. It wasn't that so much, but it was definitely some, definitely had some bottom to it.
What type of
much
genre?
Like myself, it was rap.
Rap, which yes. is your favorite?
Well, I'm not opposed to rap.
Good to know you won't be picketing.
No, I'm really. No, some people hear rap and immediately they're like, "Oh, pew! Ah, turn this stuff off." And it's not like that at all. I'm not.
No, you're a big fan of the MC Hammer.
The MC Hammer.
I figured that's what she would like.
There were other things. I liked Run DMC.
It was a joke.
I liked the Beastie Boys, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, old school. Anyway, so yes. They're playing their music, and all of a sudden I'm hearing the N-word loud. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That
was Joe there?
And
I'm like, was Joe trying to get somebody's attention?
And I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow, that's really inappropriate. And then all
Joe
of a sudden,
was there.
Then all of a sudden I hear, mother effer. I'm like, whoa.
I was there.
Whoa.
Joe, we were there.
You're getting feel, I guess we're on the road.
I guess so.
Then
the attendant wasn't going quick enough and we had some choice words.
Moving along.
That wasn't the words.
You mother effer.
That
was
more
it.
Like, yeah,
so then I'm hearing effity F and I'm, and then there's a whole lot of, a big sprinkling of the B word for women.
And bosoms.
Yeah, no. No, oh. That's a pleasant one.
Bra?
No, no.
Boobies?
No. Name for a female dog.
Betty?
Lassie?
The Bassie? So, I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. A lot of... Then there's...
So there's a lot of language.
And the one, like, I don't know these songs.
So you can't.
I don't know these. So you can't sing along?
Unfortunately.
A rap along?
This isn't on Light FM?
Yeah, but it's like, so I'm realizing in this normally sedate cow station, I'm hearing something like, dogs got to eat, get with the food, B word. And I'm like, whoa, whoa.
This is
whoa,
an Alpo
whoa.
Commercial?
I'm like. And then there's a lot more B. You should be doing this B and that. And I'm like,
oh, I like
suggestions.
Songs. Yes, that's good.
Suggestions. There's a whole lot of suggestions.
You do the Tootsie Roll. It's the same thing. They tell you how to do the dance step. I like these types of songs.
Do the mashed potato. No, it wasn't that at all.
Oh, okay.
So,
because usually they want to get you to dance.
No, I don't think dancing was what he had on his mind.
Oh.
So I'm only catching like these loud because I can't understand all the words, but there's a lot I'm getting.
So you needed them to turn it up more so you could catch everything.
No. I was. Now I'm starting to say, I've had about enough now. Thanks.
I've had enough.
I'm done.
And this was the car next to you?
No.
We'll get there. We'll get there, Joe.
I looked over and I thought, it's got to be in one of these stupid cars. So I'm looking over and it doesn't
now, what type of person were you looking for?
I was looking for a bunch of kids.
Okay.
I was looking for a bunch of kids in a car, like bouncing around and listening to their rap music and enjoying themselves, but being really inappropriate. So I look over and there's a family there and I'm like, oh, God, I hope it's not that car.
I hope realize, it was that car.
I realize it's not. And aww. Then there's a car that's beyond the little booth where the guy sits in when it's cold or something.
Yeah.
And I can't see who's in that car. And I'm like, is it coming from there? But it seems like it's really close. And now the family's gone, and another middle-aged woman rolls up right across the gas pumps from me. And she rolls down her window, and she gets the same look on her face, like, what the hell? And I can see she's starting to, like, hear some of the choice language. And so we make eye contact. And her window's down, and I'm like, do you believe this? Is this for real? And she's like, she's just, like, really, like, irritated. Like, I can't believe this. So she gets, then all of a sudden she goes, she says, mumble, mumble to one of the attendants, like,
Menomina. Yeah.
I think she's going to do, 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 do. Oh, I can't stop it. I thought she's going to go and tell somebody, hey, turn it. He jumps into the little booth and turns the music down. It was the attendants playing this music that loud. The people that
were
there.
What do you expect to come out of there, Mozart, you know?
I've been there many times and I have never heard anything like this.
I mean, listen, listen, you're very old and sensitive, but.
You're like a rash.
Rashes don't stick around as long as she does. But you know what? It is a public place. It's a place of business. And, you know, a little professionalism. You can't be having expletives over the loudspeaker.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you got to watch what you play.
You got to rein it in.
That's what I'm saying. Is that and so we said to each other, the thing that really blows me away is that somebody had to be told that this is inappropriate in a workplace. You know, like, somebody had to say, you know what, the customers are really annoyed by the N-word, effety, F-B-bombs. Really? You had to be told?
Well, you know what? There was one time I had to go to a lumberyard to pick up some stuff, and I go over to the pickup area at the lumberyard, and they had all these centerfolds on the wall.
Wow.
And I'm waiting there, and there's a lady waiting to pick something else up, and I'm standing here with all these centerfolds on the wall.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I'm like looking down and stuff.
You know what? Here's the thing. I will defend that because that's a place where all men traditionally are. Same thing. You go to your mechanic. You go to the mechanic. You go inside the garage. There's a lot of things that might not be good for sensitive eyes or kids. Because it's a man's place.
Well, no, it's a public place. It's a place of business.
Yeah,
the lady might want to pick something up. You gotta hedge on. Somebody might come in. It's a place of business.
You gotta figure though, when most women are dealing with wood, it's not in a public place.
I was in a Build-A-Bear. It was a knockoff Build-A-Bear.
What the heck did they have hanging up there?
No,
black bears,
Joe.
They were black bears.
No, but I walked in and it was off season at the shore,
right.
And it was a knockoff Build-A-Bear place. You know,
build a raccoon
or something, and me and this old lady are the only customers, and there's Effety F going over the loudspeakers.
Oh. All right. School of Fools, when we come back. We haven't done this bit in a while, but a lot of bad stuff has been happening in the schools. You know, so we just kind of saved up a bunch of them to... So make you feel comfortable for you parents at home where you're sending your kids. Make you feel good. If I could just find the intro, that'd be even better.
Yeah, make you feel comfortable being here listening to the show first.
Yes, here it is. We'll take our first one. Oh, let's see. What do we do? Oh, the teacher threatened to get black kids sent back to Africa.
That is...
Well, we'll get into the story. I guess you're not pro. I guess right off the bat, you don't think that's a good tactic.
No.
You lib.
Oh, wow.
Many in the community called for Wesley Chapel High School teacher John Sousa to be fired after he was accused of telling black students that he would call President-elect Donald Trump to get them sent back to Africa. He's got a lot on his slate in the first 100 days, this guy. In an incident that occurred the day after the election, instead he'll be transferred to another school. Superintendent Kurt Browning acknowledged Tuesday that the situation was, quote, incredibly inappropriate, but insisted that it was not a firing offense. Part of the issue apparently lies in there being discrepancies about exactly what happened in the school hallway the day the alleged comments were made. District spokesperson Linda Kobe said that Sousa admitted making the deportation comment to students, but she also said that he did not say they would be sent to Africa. He wasn't specific.
Oh, that makes it so much better.
Sure. Students, meanwhile, quote, were not unanimous in describing what happened, Kobe added. The Times interviewed Sousa. He said, "You kids get where you're supposed to be, or the new president could get you in trouble." Is he going to get you pregnant? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't even know understand what that is supposed to mean.
Sousa told the Times Tuesday, saying that he never pointed out any particular group of teens. Maybe I should have been minding my own business.
You think?
But there were kids where they weren't supposed to be.
Yeah, but you don't handle it like that.
The 30-year-old teacher also insists that he's not a racist, saying that he was saddened by the current political atmosphere that had brought upon the accusations. "I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I'm not a racist," he said. "This is what's wrong with America. People make accusations about people without really knowing them." The Times reports that Sousa will be transferred to Mitchell High School in Trinity, Florida, to teach students with autism. I guess they won't know when they're being insulted.
Right.
All
right,
so I'm guessing right from the initial reaction from you two, not impressed with Mr. Sousa.
Well, wait a second. I do want to point out that a little bit further on in this article, he says, the person says that this is punishment enough. So from their school's viewpoint, being sent to teach the autistic students is punishment enough.
Yes.
I mean, wow, now I see how they feel about their disadvantaged students. Let's send them the racists.
I don't know if he has experience dealing with autism or
right.
not. But I don't understand how that's like you said, I don't understand that's punishment and how that's good for the kids.
Really?
Because you really need to be extra patient and tolerant when you're dealing with, you know, autistic children.
You have to learn special ed techniques. You don't just throw them in with that population and say, "You'll figure it out." He can't figure it out how to train the normal kids.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, normal. I mean, you know.
Pip Helix, send your letters to Pip Helix.
Oh, I didn't mean that, folks. I'm just like.
So glad you're back.
Yeah. I mean, the kids that don't have a learning disability. I mean, and then they send him into this special ed population. And it's just, oh, he'll just pick it up. He's an animal.
Heard me say I'm a supporter of second chances, Browning said. The behavior is not condoned by the district, but there is a place for him.
And it's with your autistic kids.
Yeah.
So we've done stories of students invoking Donald Trump's name to intimidate other students. Mm-hmm. You know, there was the cafeteria right after the election.
Yeah.
Where people were saying chanting Donald Trump at the immigrant kids.
Right.
We've done stories during basketball games.
Yep. Yep.
But now we have a teacher invoking Donald Trump's name. What's that say about the perception that many have of Donald Trump?
Well, I think he's going to be the big daddy that's going to clean everything up and going to punish people who are not in with the, you know, the crowd that is supposed to be the chosen ones.
I think it's also saying that the most intolerant among us and the most intolerant behaviors, rightly or wrongly, you can debate for yourselves, are in some people's mind aligned with Donald Trump.
Yes.
I think what he was I think he was saying what he said in jest. I think he was kidding around. I'm not saying it's right.
Really? Did he have a rubber chicken?
But what I believe from the way I take it, he was just saying something that was kind of goofy and really didn't mean it to be mean-spirited.
How is that a joke?
Because he's just, if you don't behave, I'm going to take, you know, when Donald Trump gets in, you're going to be sent back.
No, you can't do that with kids, Joe. They're not adults.
I did not say it was correct.
This isn't the guy you picked up at the Home Depot.
I don't know if you're listening to me. I did not say it was correct. I am being the devil's advocate of what he thought and probably thought it would be lighthearted. Was it correct to say? Absolutely not. But I am giving an explanation of what his thought might have been on this topic.
Like why he would have blurted that out?
Then he's a moron.
I'm not saying
this guy needs to be suspended. I'm not saying fired. He needs to be suspended.
And maybe go to some sensitivity training.
Yes, exactly. I didn't even vote for Donald Trump.
Of course. Right. He's not recognizing the gravity of what he said.
Yeah.
Which kind of reinforces the fact he probably just said it goofing around, not realizing the gravity of what he was saying.
Well, let's up the ante. Let's take it one step further. Now we go to Baltimore, Maryland, where a teacher had a tirade using the N-word. Here's that story.
School teacher caught on video using racial slurs towards students. Now that teacher is out of a job. And WJZ is live at Baltimore City Schools headquarters. Rick Ritter has reaction from parents and more from the school system. Rick?
Denise, I spoke with some parents who were at a loss for words after seeing that video. Others said they would not keep their child in that school if the teacher remained. 2 days later, that teacher has a science teacher at Harlem Park Middle School trying to maintain order when she calls students the N-word. Yelling, if you don't get an education, you will wind up a punk expletive who's going to get shot. Parents whose children go to the West Baltimore school,
she's very disrespectful. She should not be teaching anybody's kids.
Are left disgusted.
It's wrong. How can you call kids? You working in a black school.
Baltimore City Schools released a statement saying the teacher is no longer employed with Harlem Park Middle, and that type of behavior will not be tolerated. The incident happened on Tuesday, but wasn't reported to Baltimore City Public Schools until Wednesday.
When I immediately viewed the video, I was appalled.
You're idiots!
Dr. Sonia Santelis says once the video was reviewed with how the comments were made, the decision to terminate the teacher was an easy one.
The behavior in that video was not about a teacher trying to regain control of the class.
Behavior some parents fear will have a crushing impact on their children.
When you start calling us all of our names and things like that, that makes them children feel some kind of way.
Officials say counselors will be on hand to speak with the students if needed. The video itself has been viewed more than a million times. City Council President Jack Young released a statement tonight saying, in part, this video is proof that we have more work to do as a city and country. Reporting live tonight, I'm Rick Ritter, WJZ Eyewitness News.
Thank you, Rick. Baltimore City Schools say the incident is still being reviewed.
Should she have been fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, she should have been fired, but here's the deal. When you listen to that video, those kids are acting like animals. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't want to say the word animals.
No, animals. I am using the word animals. Okay, they're acting like animals. All right, her response to the situation was wrong. However, they're acting like animals, and you know she's got a point where they don't want to learn. They just want to be abusive. And you want to know something? They're probably going to be ending up being stupid. And not
well, she didn't
one,
say stupid. But, she didn't say stupid. She
you're
said
idiots.
No, she said you're going to get shot.
You know what? In that neighborhood, maybe they will because they have no. Absolutely no indication of wanting to educate it or act in a behaved way. And not one person in this story stepped out and called out the children on the behavior. The teacher was right and should have been fired.
Wrong
and should have been fired. But not one person stood there and ostracized the behavior of the kids.
I think the parents got to take some responsibility because their kids don't know how to behave, clearly. And I think the principal needs to take for some responsibility, too, that this is allowed to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you got to call the police, and I hate to say it, but if the kids are that bad, that should be the threat. If you don't calm down, I'm going to call the police because you guys are unruly. She was wrong. Now, would it have been different if it was a black teacher yelling at these kids?
No, not using that language, no.
Maybe, or a teacher that they would have respect to control the situation.
I think part of it's the fact that she was white. I think she should have been fired.
It could have been.
And
she didn't handle it correctly. She should have called somebody else in
and
taken it.
She was wrong, but there's going to be lasting consequences. You can't have an authority figure using that type of racial disparity on these kids. That's going to have a lasting effect, and it's not going to be a positive one.
No, she should call the office, call security, because a lot of schools have security officers. If you can't get control of the classroom management situation yourself, then you have to have protocol. How do you escalate that? You don't start yelling things, racial epithets at the kids.
No, that's just going to exacerbate
all
things.
Right.
But
we'll do our last story. An algebra problem gone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Father of two 14-year-old students at Middleburg Heights Junior High School says he was angry when his children showed them a photo they snapped of their algebra lesson from earlier this month. It reads, Tony can send 5 texts and 3 news in 19 minutes. He could also send 3 texts and 1 nude in 9 minutes. How long would it take him to send 1 text and 1 nude?
We addressed the teacher and kind of clarified exactly what happened. And then, in this case, provided what we thought was the appropriate consequence, which was clarification that that was inappropriate.
Superintendent Michael Shepard says the math teacher, Daniel Rapp, was issued a written reprimand.
He's a good teacher. Just in this case, used the inappropriate word.
The superintendent says the school district conducted a complete investigation into the matter. The father, who contacted Fox 8, says he believes the discipline is too lenient, given the sexual nature of the math lesson.
You have to look to see, you know, if it is out of character or not. You know, and in this case, it was something that happened that was just obviously not acceptable from the school district's perspective. And that's why we took it and looked at it very seriously and then provided the appropriate consequence.
Fox 8 requested Daniel Rapp's personnel file, but officials said they could not make it immediately available. The superintendent did reveal that the teacher had a similar reprimand in his file.
There was probably something where he had used an inappropriate word in the classroom, but I don't know exactly what that is, so I don't want to speculate on that either.
Okay, but was there any disciplinary action?
Same thing.
So he has another written reprimand.
Right.
But only one other instance.
We were unsuccessful in reaching the teacher for comment. Daniel Rapp remains in the classroom, and the superintendent says that he considers the matter now over.
Was a simple reprimand appropriate?
No, suspended.
Yeah.
Suspended. Not fired, but suspended?
Not fired, suspended. What kind of a dope, what kind of a dope uses that example?
Well, Joe, algebra is very boring. I like to sex it up a little bit. I like to relate to the kids. I like to make it, you know, it's called word problems. You just have a problem with the words he chose.
I have a problem with the fact that this is his second incident with
similar. But 3 strikes and you're out.
No. 3 strokes and you're out in the parking lot being pummeled by all the parents.
Well, there's no insinuation of any physical inappropriate activity. There's no insinuation that he's doing anything with the students.
Yeah, but that's pervy.
You can't use that as an example.
Apparently you can.
Unless you're teaching Anthony Weiner. You know, but...
there it is.
But it's like...
Find W.
I mean, what a... How stupid...
If Anthony Weiner has 6 girlfriends online, find out how many he's going to show his penis to.
Yeah, right.
All of them.
How stupid can you be? And he should be suspended because it was in his file once more.
The guy who was talking to him was like very nonchalant. He's a very good teacher who makes very bad decisions.
I know.
Around your children.
But, I mean.
Talking about pervy stuff during math.
It beats the hell out of, you know, train A is going 60 miles per hour out of Chicago. Train B is going 30 miles out of Iowa. Where are they going to meet? It beats the hell out of that.
So
I like how he uses nudes.
Yes,
nudes. What is it, an art class? They're nudes?
Oh, yes, it's okay because it's artistic. Please. It's still naked. You're talking about naked stuff with kids.
The guy's wrong, but I find algebra is more fun when you're trying to find triple X. All right. Don't go anywhere. More show. Done this in a while either. I'll tell you what, the end of the year, we're just like throwing everything against the wall. We're cleaning out our comedy closets and our grievances because it was Festivus, and we're just putting them all here for you folks. We're going to do a curmudgeonly philosophy.
You wondered about it, you waited for it, and now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
Get your philosophy all over us, Helix.
Okay. If you do it once, be prepared to be asked to do it again.
That's very true. That's why you can't be nice. And I always make this mistake. You can't be nice.
Yeah. If you are... Oh, it's going to happen again.
Exactly.
I'm all in with that.
So the message from this is do nothing.
Right. Take it from your pals.
We just learned from the last story. The guy was inappropriate once. So he's like, well, I have to be inappropriate again.
All in.
He's all in.
Well, I do agree with the whole thing. If you agree to do something, if somebody comes at you and says, I'm having a benefit for the Flying Squirrel Society, and you're like, okay, I'm going to do it, you had better show up wearing bat wings and a bag of peanuts and have like the biggest benefit ever. If you're going to do it, go all in.
You know what I learned from that?
Never doing a benefit for her.
Yeah. No, but I suddenly now have more empathy for the teacher and the story behind, because as Pip was explaining, like, God, finding a good word problem is hard.
Yeah.
it's hard to find good examples.
Yes, it is.
I don't blame that teacher now.
Yeah. I know. It is hard to come up with. I mean, but if you're going to do something like...
No, if you're at work and you're like, oh, can you do me this favor?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to keep on asking.
Oh, then it becomes your job.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's very hard to walk that line between not being a complete jerk and like being and trying to be a team player.
Right.
It's very hard.
Yeah,
it is.
Right.
And once it now you're stuck in this netherland of, if you do it well and you want to do it well because it's your job and you want to be seen as somebody who's competent. Now, if you do it well, it becomes your job.
See, but now you got to go the Costanza attitude.
If you do it poorly.
Yes.
Now they're not going to ask you to do it again.
Yes.
But now they're going to think that you're an incompetent boob.
They know that.
But
I'm not an incompetent boob at my job. I'm an incompetent boob at this extra task.
There was one job that I had. First day on the job, they go, is there anything I can do? Yeah, go make coffee. So I go to make coffee. I'm like, if I make a good cup of coffee, I'll be making coffee till the cows come home.
Right.
I proceeded to make the worst pot of coffee that mankind has ever had to have.
What'd you do? You made it like all sludgy?
I made it all, just awful. And they
That's
took
smart. I've never said this about you before, but that was smart.
They took three sips. No, I never make coffee again.
Joe, you want to be the secretary?
Yeah.
That's good strategy right there. When he's smart, he's smart. Yeah. That's good stuff.
It is. It is.
Follow what Uncle Joe says. Not that advice, this advice.
But I do have a hard time with purposefully screwing it up. I mean,
you do it so well, not purposefully.
No, I mean, I can screw up all my own things, but I mean,
you
like,
do.
I know, but I mean, like purposefully screwing up.
I could.
I
can't do that. I can't.
You just told us how you did.
When it comes to making coffee, but it was something like doing a job. Like you get something like ah, and like you know, you're there to do the gig. Just do it.
So
right.
All these screw-ups that I have to fix are not on purpose.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know if I feel better about that or worse.
Yeah, no, we're not just like, you know, okay, let's stay in the carpet.
Been now there, done that.
He won't ask us back. Oh, wait, he does anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, we end up.
Post-show antics.
When you're right, you're right. But, you know, it's the same thing with being on a date, too. It is.
What?
If you do it once, be prepared to be asked to do it again.
Until you say I do, and then you don't.
But who wants to make that commitment?
But now,
but that's when you commit to do it, Joe.
But if you do it,
what the whole pomp and circumstances. Some more of the good stuff happens.
Yeah, that's not the way it works.
No, it does not work that way at all.
Well, no.
No, you were an animal before you got the ring. Once you get the ring, I'm tired. Shut up.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you're dating.
Shut up. Shut up.
When you're dating, if you relent and you do it, there's no going back. There's no saying I'm not going to do that again.
Oh, they're saying it.
They're saying
it. And we have to listen. Otherwise, you press charges. All right, more show. Don't go anywhere. South Carolina, we love you, South Carolina.
We do.
Yes.
We do. I play Myrtle Beach. Joe's coming with me next year to play Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Love South Carolina, but you do some wacky things.
Yes, they do.
You get a little whack-tacular. A new bill in South Carolina would make it illegal for anyone in the state to sell a computer, tablet, or smartphone without a porn filter. But the bill's sponsors aren't entirely unreasonable, man. You can petition to buy a computer without a porn filter, but it'll cost you $20. The anti-porn bill called the Human Trafficking Prevention Act was pre-filed before the Christmas break and will be considered when the South Carolina legislature returns to session next month. Why is it called the Human Trafficking Prevention Act? Because those $20 fees would go towards funding anti-trafficking efforts. No, Joe, not the type that you get stuck in. It's human trafficking. At this point, there are no answers to how the filter would work, what type of filter would be installed, where the filter would be installed, meaning at the point of sale or the factory, and if this is even an infringement on First Amendment rights. So there you have it, South Carolina. Isn't this essentially a $20 tax?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a tax.
It's really the porn tax.
It is a porn tax.
Mm-hmm. If you want your porn.
And I do.
Say yes to porn. But if you want your porn.
Proposition 69. Say yes to porn.
And he drops the mic.
Oh, man. But if you want to be able to look up whatever you want to look up, I mean.
And who defines what porn is?
I know.
I mean, that's very subjective,
it's
too.
It's a vague thing. And I think it's a freedom of speech issue.
I do, too.
Freedom of viewing. But. But still, it'll cost you $20 without a filter. All right? We're going to put a filter on here, but if you want the filter off, you're going to pay us $20. That's extortion, and it's a violation of freedom of speech.
And no one is going to buy any computing device in that state ever
That's
again.
That's very interesting. I mean,
why wouldn't you go over
state
lines?
But if you're in the middle of the state, you're not going to drive, 4 hours.
For porn? Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
You're very enthusiastic, isn't she, Joe?
Holy cow.
I don't mean for myself.
No.
Really? You look like Vin Diesel crossing state lines.
Yeah. I have to do homework for the show.
Yes.
Sure you do.
Yes. Well, that's a different portion of the show, which a game that'll never make this portion of the show. Name that O.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I would pay the $20 to make that possible if we had to.
Totally.
But, I mean, it's a tax. And here's the thing. It is going to have a chilling effect because, I mean, how many porn? Listen, it's embarrassing because everybody knows why you need that filter.
Yes.
You know, you're gonna go to the girl, the teen at the Verizon store,
right,
where you buy your phone and go, I want the porn. I want to take off the porn filter. First of all, she's going to put on gloves when handling your paperwork. I mean, it's just creepy because it's all about it's there's no gray area.
No,
there's an area. And it's
it might be gray. Depends on how old you are.
Well, but listen, we don't judge.
Yeah, and where does it go from there? You know, I mean, what are they going to
slippery slope?
Yes.
What kind of skidded right into that one, didn't I?
You did. But truly, who's to say what you are allowed to view on the internet in one state? It's ridiculous.
Also, and what are they deeming, as porn?
Right.
And you said that before. What else are they going to deem immoral that they're going to charge you? This is just the starting point,
right?
And it's got to, it should be.
Well, we know which party did it, Joe. Yeah. The one that wants less government.
Yeah.
But it does go to fight human trafficking, so does that offset it?
Well, you know what? If they want to raise fees some other way, I mean...
I have a better way.
Oh, good.
I have a better way. Where it wouldn't raise as much money, but say you're buying a tablet for your kid or your spouse who has an addiction,
mm-hmm.
You charge $20, you pay $20 to have that filter put on their device. So if I'm buying, kids are getting things a lot younger now. You know,
right.
They're getting computers and smartphones a lot younger now, tablets. So, listen, I don't want my little boy, my little girl to have access to these adult sites.
Mm-hmm.
For an extra $20, I'm going to pay for the filter. That's a worthwhile thing.
But how do we even know that these filters are worth?
Well, you're assuming they work.
Yeah, but...
But I think that's
I don't know
worth
how accurate that is.
You could do that with your television. You can
Yes,
make,
you can.
You can make certain channels off limits.
Right, but in the wild west of the internet, not all of them are going to be marked. This is only for adults.
No, there was a hotel where I used to stay at, did comedy, and they had an adult filter. I heard on their thing, but there was workarounds. There's always workarounds.
Oh, there's something to be said there, but I can't.
Yeah, so we agree. This law stinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Dead or alive. Don't go anywhere. brand new game. Pip, why don't you tell us the what the game is?
Pretty easy. Celebrities, are they alive or dead?
Yeah, and we've lost a couple recently, haven't
we? We've lost a lot of them. Holy smokes.
This year. It's been pretty much a blast furnace all the celebrities.
Well, we just lost George Michael, and we lost Zsa Zsa, and we lost Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Carrie Fisher wouldn't have been good for this game, but Zsa Zsa would have.
Yeah, because you would have been, I wonder. Yeah.
Probably would have gotten it wrong. So we're going to try to figure out if these people are dead or alive. Pip has the answers.
That's right.
By the way, alive.
You don't get points for that.
I get no points. Are you going to keep score too?
I am.
Are you ready, Joe?
Yes.
You got your thinking cap on?
Yes.
It's not the plastic cap. It's a thinking cap.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to alternate who goes first.
Your game, get lady.
Okay, so Joe goes first.
Yay.
Oh, we don't get to both guess on the same?
You both get to guess.
Oh, but he gets it first.
But he gets to guess first.
Okay.
So, Joe, you get to guess first. Abe Vigoda.
Oh, dead.
Dead. And recently. He lived a
yes.
long time.
Okay,
yes.
You both get a point for that because he died January 2016.
Ooh, he's going to be at the Oscars.
Yeah, he was on...
in the In Memoriam.
He was in The Godfather. He played Fish on Barney Miller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I almost forgot about him. Very good.
And also, a lot of times, a lot of people thought he was dead for years.
Well, even when he was alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
When acting.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
Fish.
Why I picked him first.
That was very good. Very good. But Joe and I, we got that one. Good for us, Joe.
Okay. Second one, you go first, Davin.
All right.
Brigitte Bardot, famous sex pot from the 60s.
Dead.
Alive.
Joe gets a point.
Well,
she's
would know
still
the
alive.
I don't even know who she is.
Oh, you have to look up Brigitte Bardot.
Okay, now I have homework.
You do.
Did you know that or you just guessed?
No, I knew that.
All right.
Okay, Joe goes first this time.
Yay.
Cynthia Lennon, John Lennon's first wife. Dead or alive?
Dead.
I thought you said celebrities.
Well, I explained who she is.
Dead.
You're both right. You both get a point. She's dead. April 2015.
Mm.
Okay.
Never even heard of her.
Joe goes first.
Didn't
mean,
even know
sorry.
He had a first wife.
Yeah, he did. That's Julian Lennon's mother.
Okay. You go first, Davin. David Guest, producer, famously married to Liza Minnelli with the disgusting wedding kiss. Dead or alive?
Alive.
I'm going to say dead.
Okay, Joe gets that one. Dead, April 2016.
You know what I'm learning? I don't really know celebrities. I don't know.
Well, she knows celebrities from our age bracket. If you went to, like, new celebrity, like all, like, the new celebrities that you see, if they walk past me, I wouldn't know who they are.
Yeah, but they're alive, and that doesn't do me any good for this
game.
That's why
they're not in the game.
Die, damn it!
Still young, yeah.
Bruce Jenner, dead or alive?
If you looked into his eyes, dead.
Yeah.
That's dead, Caitlin. There's no Bruce anymore.
Oh, that's true. Okay, the next one. Who went first?
I think it's Joe's turn.
Yeah.
Joe's turn. Okay. Pete Best, the original Beatle, drummer before Ringo.
Dead.
Dead.
Alive.
God damn it!
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good for him.
Stu Sutcliffe was the one that's dead.
Yeah, that's right.
Who?
Right.
Stu Sutcliffe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's too deep for you. Okay.
Shots on the bow. I didn't know I was going to be taking incoming in this game. Okay.
Davin, you go first.
He's alive.
Barely.
James Arness, he played Matt Dillon, the lead role on Gunsmoke.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You've heard of him, haven't you?
Barely. Dead.
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 Yes.
Dead. Both gonna, yes.
And?
He died June 2011.
Right. And whose brother is he?
Mr. Arness. I don't know.
Peter Graves from the Mission Impossible.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. So now
this game is unfair. These are all your childhood heroes.
But they're not people that are so remote you couldn't.
I'm sorry. I don't know how many of the Teletubbies croaked.
Most of them. The horrible Teletubby accidents.
Okay, Joe, I think you go first.
Yay.
Veronica Cartwright, she played Penny on the 60s show Lost in Space.
Alive.
Alive.
You both get a point. She's alive.
Yay.
How did you know that, Joe?
I don't know. My Lost in Space trivia.
You lost here,
too. Oh, dear. Sweet Penny, she's alive.
Davin, we both guessed right.
Davin.
Yes.
Robert Shaw, who played Captain Quint on Jaws.
Dead.
Oh, dead.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you, Gleam. Oh, dead.
Years ago.
Good point.
Years
ago. August 1978, he died.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Yes. Okay, Joe?
Yes.
Jeff Conaway, who played Bobby Wheeler on Taxi and Kinnicky in Grease.
Oh, as a doornail. Yeah. Yeah, dead.
You okay.
Yeah. Yes. What? Dead.
You're both saying dead? Dead.
Celebrity Rehab.
May 2011. Right,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was not good. You can pretty much name the cast of Celebrity Rehab and 3/4 of them are dead.
Yeah.
That would be the first place I would look for this game.
Yeah. I did pick some of that.
That's a good place to go. Dr. Drew, Dr. No More. Ugh. Like Dr. Kevorkian. They can't take him.
Oh, my God.
By the way, dead. Dr. Kevorkian.
Dr. Kevorkian.
Yes.
Good call.
Dr. Drew, alive.
I know. Sort of. His soul is dead.
Yes.
Davin.
Yes.
Loretta Swit, who played Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH.
Ooh. Whew. Alive.
Oh, alive.
Oh, good. A point for both of
you. Oh, not only is she alive, she was in that Fakakta video protesting. protesting that the electoral college.
Wow, I can't. Good for you. I wasn't really sure that you guys would call that one. Mm. Okay,
actually
Joe,
a celebrity I knew.
Joe, you go first this time. Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies.
Carl, alive.
Alive.
Good. One for both of you. You guys are really doing well at this.
He's kicking my butt by two. It's a bunch of crap.
I'm the host. I'm supposed to win.
Exactly. Well, why don't you make it so? You know the rules.
Davin.
Yes.
Brian Dennehy, the head alien in the movie Cocoon, and he played in Tommy Boy. He played Big Tom.
Alive.
Dead.
Ah, Davin gets this one. He's alive.
Oh, yes. Man.
Yes. Okay, Joe?
Shut up. Why? Yeah. Yes.
Greg Hawks, the keyboard players for the Cars.
Alive.
Dead.
Joe gets that one. He's alive.
Yeah, it's Ben
Orr
that's dead.
That's dead.
Ben Orr's
yeah,
dead.
Yeah, last one.
Okay.
No, we got to wrap it up.
Seven.
Got to wrap it up. You won.
Benny Anderson, one of the boys from ABBA.
Alive, because yeah, alive.
Alive.
Good.
Possible reunion tour, too, this.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You already called it. Joe won.
Yay.
I don't hear that a lot. Anyway.
No, you don't.
Loser in life, winner in dead or alive. Good job, Joe.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you guys for hanging out. Listen to the full unedited version of this show, the parts you missed, davinsden.com. Follow us on Twitter, @davinsden. Like us on Facebook. Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out. Happy New Year. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.